At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I really didn't think we'd see this day, Kennedy.
What do you mean?
The Karen Reed trial is coming to an end.
Oh, yes. Well, it had to. That's sort of the way these things work.
Karen Reed is, of course, charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating a vehicle under the influence and leaving the scene, accused of striking John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, with her SUV back in 2022. You remember there was a terrible snowstorm then that night into the morning, leaving him to die alone in the snow outside of a house party in Canton. And her defense team said that she is the victim of a vast police conspiracy and that O'Keefe was fatally beaten by another law enforcement officer at the party. Emily D. Baker has been there for every moment of the trial. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. You can find her on social media. Check out her YouTube channel. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Well, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the closing argument. So I guess the jurors won't be in court today, but they will hear closing arguments starting tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct. Today is the charge conference. The jury's not present. It's when all the lawyers and the judge decide what the jury instructions are going to be. It's a really important part of the case, but it feels very sloggy and deeply legal. But what they decide the jury will be told is really important. And there was some argument over the jury instructions last time. I think we'll see more of that this time. So today will be a busy day in court, not a full day. And of course, the jurors got phone calls last night saying, you don't need to come in, because they weren't told when they left court, because it wasn't till after that that the Commonwealth said, oh, by the way, all those rebuttal witnesses we fought for, we're not doing any of that. So it was quite a surprise at the end of the day yesterday that all of a sudden it was just done. The evidence is done. So closing on Friday.
I feel like, you know, one of the things that came out of the first trial was the jury feeling confused. And the jury, as they walked out, saying, wait, we didn't know, you know, that we could say yes to this part, no to this part. Like, that's one of the reasons we're doing this a second time around. Yes. Yeah? So do you think that these instructions will be much more specific?
Unfortunately, the jury instructions are a pre-written set of jury instructions.
Uh-huh.
They come from the model instructions. So it's more like you're picking which ones go in.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they'll get to modify those very much, because that was the standard jury instruction that they found so confusing. It's the written jury instruction in the state. But I do think if the jury has questions, we'll see more in-depth answers to those questions. But yes, the jury instruction is confusing on whether or not they can split their verdict,
right,
and come back with verdicts on some charges and not on others. And I think we'll see in closing the attorneys talk about count two even more, because count two, the manslaughter, has subcounts to it that are lesser included. So they could find guilty on the count two or on lesser included one or lesser included two. And that gets confusing as well if the attorneys don't explain it. So I think we'll see more explanation of that in closing this time around. We didn't hear anything about it last time. And that was the count that they were confused on and hung on, that count primarily.
Emily D. Baker, again, find her on the Law Nerd app. Emily, I have a question for you. So obviously you were a LA deputy district attorney for quite a long time. Is there an unspoken amount of time that the defense and the prosecution will have to make their closing arguments? Like, hey, your closing arguments shouldn't be more than 20 minutes or an hour or 5 minutes. Is there like, you know, an unwritten rule of how long it should be?
I mean, unfortunately, it really depends. It depends on the case. If you've done a case where there's been 2 days of evidence, you probably don't need that long for closing. But with 8 weeks, 31 days of evidence, you're going to need more time to explain it. But if you start getting into like the 4-hour mark, you're probably repeating yourself and the jury is probably tired of hearing you talk. So for a 8-week case, it's going to take some time. And we saw at the end of court, Alan Jackson asking the court for a bit more than an hour, which is what the court restricted them to last time. I think giving the attorneys some leeway and saying, how long do you need, and then reining it in is realistic. But we've seen some attorneys close for hours and hours and hours, and the jury's just like, yeah, okay, we've heard it. You don't want to regurgitate the entirety of the case. You want to explain the highlights and tell them the theory and then let them get the case. So keep it simple, but sometimes you might need a little more time to explain that depending on the case.
Do you think, you know, from the last time we did this to this time, I feel like no matter what happens, someone's going to be left feeling sad, right? Someone's going to left feeling that they did not hear justice. But do you feel at least this time around that both parties did their jobs?
It's an interesting retrial because there's so much that wasn't before the jury this time, but I think it makes their job easier because there's less for them to wade through. The attorneys in this case are seasoned attorneys, and they very much deliberately chose how they wanted to try their case. I think the jury has a clearer picture before them than they did before because there's less noise in the way the evidence was presented this time. And I think the defense has a very clear focus. I feel that in the first trial, the defense almost pulled some of the decisions onto themselves. Starting out with Karen Reed was framed, it's hard for people not to say, show me how that happened. And the defense doesn't have that burden. I think we're going to see the defense saying, look at what the Commonwealth did not show you. And I think we're going to see the Commonwealth saying, look at what Karen Reed said in all of her interviews. And that gives the jury a clearer picture of the two sides. But we also know that count two was confusing for them last time. Yeah. And that's where you're not having intent. That's the drinking and the driving. So with the manslaughter, of course. So we might see more on that in closing. But yes, at the end of the day, whenever there's a verdict, someone is going to be disappointed with what that verdict is.
A text from the 401. I just wanted to quickly say that I was at the Karen Reed trial, and Emily D. Baker is outstanding with her commentary. Definitely one to watch. Please let her know that. So people are watching and they love it. You keep up the great work. Okay, Emily?
That's incredibly kind. We just try to explain what's happening in court. And even if the charging conference sounds boring, today will not be boring. There's lots of things they want to fight over. And is the defense going to get to argue the missing witness, who the prosecution didn't call? And will the name Proctor come up in closing? And if so, how many times? So we're going to see that today.
All right, Emily D. Baker,
Thanks, Emily.
On the Law Nerd app, which will tell you when she goes live. You can watch her on YouTube breaking everything down. And we will talk to you next Thursday, maybe the last Thursday of this trial.
Of this trial. We got plenty more to come.
Yes.
And then
we can get into the ditty of it all.
We got Baldoni. Yes. We got lots happening.
I know.
All right, have a great weekend,
There's
Emily.
Lots we haven't talked about.
Thanks, Emily.
Bye, y'all. Have a good one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.